It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters are reacting to the storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Michael Grage is a retired American government teacher in Colorado Springs. He says he was not surprised that rioters who support Donald Trump broke into the building.
But I was also very discouraged as a former teacher and trying to encourage young people to believe in this amazing country and to see basically acts of sedition take place.
The assault on the Capitol provoked strong reactions from Colorado's 9 members of Congress. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenney.
In the hours after angry pro-Trump extremists broke into the Capitol, Colorado's senators and representatives retreated to safety in their offices and in secure locations near the building. Representative Jason Crow tweeted that he was initially trapped in the House chamber with a few other members while intruders tried to ram down the doors. Crow, a Democrat, said that it was the outcome of Trump's presidency. Democrat Ed Perlmutter similarly said the extremists were incited by Trump, who has baselessly pressed to overturn the election results. Republicans Doug Lamborn and Lauren Boebert, who planned to object to the election results, said that the day's violence was inexcusable but didn't say what had caused it. Republican Ken Buck was more explicit as he described an assault on our democratic republic and called for a peaceful transfer of power in a joint statement with Colorado's governor. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
A visiting professor employed by a University of Colorado Boulder research center was at yesterday's pro-Trump rally outside the U.S. Capitol. John Eastman, a law scholar from Chapman University, spoke at the rally before it grew violent, making baseless claims of election malfeasance. The university denounced his statements, but acknowledged that it cannot exercise any oversight over activities outside his faculty duties. Eastman's tenure at CU is set to end in May. Governor Jared Polis is defending his administration's rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine amid complaints that it has created confusion. Much of the question of who gets the vaccine and when depends on where people live, the number of doses certain areas have received, and what health system patients are affiliated with. Polis indicated some chaos is inevitable.
But the benefits of going as quickly as possible to get it into the arms of folks far outweighs delaying until everything is lined up.
The governor said that more health systems and clinics will be offering the vaccine to older Coloradans in the coming weeks. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.